This is JIS News. Coming up, JAMPRO to employ BPO industry broker, government to address labor issues affecting security guards, and high-risk persons urged to protect themselves from the Zika virus. The details after this message.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. Government will be acting on a recommendation from the Minimum Wage Commission to address the issue of some security guards not receiving payslips and being designated as contractors. The contractor designation prevents the guards from obtaining certain benefits under labor regulations. Minister of Labor and Social Security Dr. Fenton Ferguson says it is a matter that will have the full attention of the ministry.
I think it's a matter that any progressive government must deal with. And it is not one that is saying we must discredit the employers. It is how we balance the act, but in the end, that justice is done. Because if you're not giving workers any document in 2016, it is totally unacceptable.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a recent meeting of the Labour Advisory Council. The Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, has employed an international broker to market the country's business process outsourcing BPO industry and increase international demand for its services. President of JAMPRO, Dan Edwards, says this is part of a five-year strategy created by the agency to grow the industry.
We are not the household name in BPO that we need to be, but with the help of someone who is going to be a dedicated resource, literally going around knocking on doors and making presentations on behalf of Jamaica and going to trade shows, conferences, speaking engagements, this is going to ramp up the awareness of Jamaica in the international market, and that will really help to change the picture.
Ms. Edwards says government is also exploring the establishment of a second BPO incubator to increase the speed at which interested companies can set up a BPO operation in Jamaica. The second incubator is planned for Kingston. The Health Ministry is urging persons in high-risk groups to be extra vigilant in protecting themselves from contracting the Zika virus, ZIC-V. Among the vulnerable groups are pregnant women, infants, the elderly, persons with non-communicable diseases such as diabetes, arthritis, and cancer, persons with sickle cell or a compromised immune system. The ministry is continuing its campaign to educate the public about the virus, which it warns will reach Jamaica's shores.
The Ministry of Health cannot do it alone, so we are calling on communities, churches, schools, businesses, householders to band together to help to rid their communities of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the breeding sites, and also the adult mosquito. It is the task of every citizen to get rid of the mosquito in their surrounding.
Health Minister Horace Dally. Among the measures the public should take to eliminate mosquito breeding sites are cover containers such as drums, get rid of old appliances to prevent water collection, scrub flower vases and containers for pets weekly, and repair leaking pipes and outside faucets. In the meantime, the National Family Planning Board, NFPB, will be ramping up its public education and awareness activities on contraceptive methods and delaying pregnancy. This in response to advice from the Ministry of Health encouraging women to delay pregnancy for the next 6 to 12 months, given the possibility of the Zika virus spreading to Jamaica. Medical experts have identified a possible link between Zika virus infection and microcephaly, an abnormal growth of the brain and stunting of the growth of the head of the fetus. The NFPB will be seeking to provide more information about the virus both online and through face-to-face interactions.
The Ministry of Health, after careful examination, advised the public and particularly women to delay becoming pregnant for the next 6 to 12 months. And those who are already pregnant must take extra precaution to prevent being bitten by the Aedes aegypti mosquito.
Health Minister Horace Dally. He's urging women to take the contraceptive advice seriously, given that pregnancy is associated with more severe symptoms of the Zika virus. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.